So I came to camp as a dolphin in 2006, and when I came, I was the only camper of color at that point that I can remember. I really don't remember, but I'm pretty sure I was the only one. And then I remember that Mercedes Baines was the only other counselor of color at that time. And so I remember already kind of being like, who is this woman? She's so cool. She's kind of scary, but I like her. And so I remember like kind of building a relationship with Mercedes because I would go to Arts and Crafts all the time. And I had cornrows when I first came to camp. And after, a couple weeks, they like don't look as nice. And so I remember her being like, your hair looks gross. Like, let me fix it for you. And I was like, okay, like, sure. Like, my counselor did not know how to do like black hair. And so I was like, this woman clearly does. So, like, why not? I'll let her do it. And so I remember it was during a 12 to 1. Like, I don't remember what day, but it was like a random day. And we sat on the Arts and Crafts dock and she combed out my hair, like, helped me wash it in the sink at Arts and Crafts. And then she went and gave me brand new cornrows. And I was like, wow, this woman is incredible. And so, like, then after that point, like, after her, like, initially asking me to do my hair, and like, it became like a regular thing. So, like, every couple weeks, I would like come and like, she'd fix my hair for me. And like, I was here for 7 weeks. So it was like very helpful to have that and to have that relationship with her where she'd be like, all right, tomorrow 12 to 1. I'd be like, perfect. Like, my hair will be washed in the morning and ready to go by 12 to 1. And so we kind of built a really good relationship with each other. And I like came to idolize her and like love Arts and Crafts. Like, I would come to Arts and Crafts and like do the crafts and like hang out with her. And I remember like I would see her doing baskets and I was like, I love that. Like, I can't wait to do that. And then I remember my Aniki summer. Mercedes had stopped coming to camp by that point, but I remember that I still loved Arts and Crafts. And so I would still come do my crafts. And like by that point, I'd learned like how to do my own hair properly. But I remember like that Mercedes and like her taking that initiative to like help me and being interested in like keeping me looking good and like looking clean was just like so amazing. I'm like, who else would have done that? Like, thank God for that woman because I don't know what my hair would have looked like if it weren't for her. But like now as a counselor, like whenever I see like a young like little black girl and I like notice that her hair is starting to look like a little unkempt, I'm like, I'm gonna be that person and I'm gonna say something and help her figure it out. And so, like, I love doing my own camper's hair. Like, when I have a, like, a little, like, camper of, like, a little black girl, like, I love having them do their hair and, like, washing it and, like, laying our edges together and, like, helping them comb it out and, like, learn, like, you have this kind of curl pattern. Like, you need to do this, this, and this. Like, my hair is a little similar or it's a little different. Like, this is how I do it. And, like, whenever I do my hair, you should probably do your hair, too, because, like, we want to look clean and, like, presentable. And so it's, like, always, like, really nice to kind of have that relationship where it's like, yes, we are both black and like we can help each other and kind of lean on each other to help each other out. So like whenever I need a camper to like help me with my own hair, like my campers are ready to go. Like, I'll brush it out, like I'll put the cream in it. Like, can I do this? Can I do this? And like a lot of like for a lot of white kids, like they don't really see a lot of people of color. So it's like it's nice that like I can be there and like talk to them about it. Like, this is my hair. Like, during like first half I might have had braids and like that was fake because there were extensions, but now I have curly hair and this is my normal hair. And like them being like, wait, what? Like, you cut your hair? Like, no. Like, this is, it was always my hair. It just had extensions. But it's always really cute to, like, kind of, like, educate them and, like, teach them more about, like, black people and, like, our experiences and, like, our different, like, the different needs of our, like, skin and our hair. So it's like, they're like, why do you put on lotion all the time? I'm like, because I have to, or else my skin will get, like, really dry and, like, cracked. And, like, that's not good. And they're like, well, I don't need to do that. I'm like, well, you have that privilege of not needing to put on lotion, but I do not. Like, I have to, like, put on lotion so I smell clean and I look good. I'm like, wow, okay, like that's really interesting. Like, I never knew that. But like, it means so much to me to be like, when I was a kid, I didn't really have anyone to help me through it except like Mercedes, and like, thank God for her. And so, like, now as a counselor, I try to emulate and like do the same things that like I knew what I needed as a kid. And like, I know, like, I kind of relate to these kids on the same level. Like, I know at the baseline what they need. And like, if I can help them get those needs met, like, I will absolutely do that. And I'll do all I can to help them. So, like, if a camper comes up to me, like, can you help me brush my hair? I'm like, absolutely. Like, I will find time. Like, it's my rest hour, but like, I will help you comb your hair. Like, last half, there was a little camper, like Zoe Flood, like a little cute white girl with like long, like curls. But poor girl, like, had knots in her hair. And like, no one really knew how to do it. And I was like, I got this. We got my little spray bottle, a little bottle of conditioner. And I sat there in the Jinx with her for an hour and a half and combed out every single knot in her hair. And her mom was like, so appreciative. She's like, thank you so much. Like, I know her hair can get really bad and like she's young, so she doesn't really know how to do it herself. But like, thank you so much for like being that person to help her. And like, her mom was like tearing up, and I was like, I'm really like, it's really nothing, but like, I really had a great time. Like, I love your daughter. Like, I'm so glad I got to be that person. And like, her daughter and I didn't really have a, like, we didn't bond until that point where I helped her comb her hair. And I was like, it's like the little things. Like, you would never think that combing a kid's hair can make such an impression on her life, but like, she loves me. And like, it was so sad to see her go and be like, thank you so much. Like, just being so appreciative of me just taking that little step to be like, hey, you need some help because I noticed that your hair is kind of unkempt. and then be like, yes, thank you. But like, it means so much to me to know that, like, because I experienced like similar things and I struggled, like I can help other kids so that they don't have to struggle like I might have. Like, you should never feel embarrassed about your hair or the way that like you look or like not being clean, like, because those are things that we can fix. And like, how can I help you get to that? That's like